When those went, these went. When those stood, these stood. So again, it's all a picture in a powerful imagery that gives to us God's attributes and characteristics in how he acts and moves and what he does. There's nothing that takes place by chance. Not the God of Scripture. Everything directed according to his will in his time. So it says, when those went, these went, verse 20, when those stood, these stood. When those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. The very spirit of God, just as we live and move and have our being in him, so it is even in these creatures, these angels. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creatures was as the color of terrible crystal, stretched forth over their heads above, and under the firmament were their wings straight and one toward the other. Every one had two which covered on this side, and every one had two which covered on that side their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings like the noise of great waters. Notice, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of hosts when they stood, they let down their wings. There was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament, this is just showing God's sovereign rule over all things. As high as you can go in the firmament, as low as you can go on this earth.
But these have eyes full of adultery. You know what an adulterer is? It's someone that feigns love for a wife or a spouse, but ultimately has his eyes everywhere else. And there's no true focus on that one love, one object of affection. And it says, and that cannot cease from sin. In other words, like wandering star. And this is where people get confused, because they'll hear a preacher one time stand up and say some good things, and they think, well, how can he say that and then turn right around and be down another bunny trail apart from Christ? Well, they can't cease from sin. They can't cease. There's been no revelation of Christ to their soul to where they can say with Paul, I determine not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And beguiling unstable souls. That's what it's all about. Getting a following. And people, you wonder sometimes, how can people follow some of these men? Well, beguiling unstable souls. They themselves have never had the true revelation of Christ, and so they follow what appears to be a way of righteousness.
For Joab had turned after Adonijah. That was the fourth son of David that rose up in rebellion against him. Though he turned not after Absalom. You can see he was faithful to David during Absalom's rebellion, but now when Adonijah rebelled, he turned. How much time is there between supposed faithfulness to the Lord and then turning? I'll tell you, if the Lord ever takes his hand off you, we'd all turn in a minute. That's what the Lord said to Peter. The only difference between Peter and Judas was that the Lord said he prayed for Peter. And when thou art converted, he said, go and exhort the brethren. We could easily be a Joab who had for some time professed faithfulness to Christ, even this gospel message, and yet in an instant are turned away. I'll tell you, if you turned away, it's that you never were the Lord's. I do know that. But look at here. Joab fled unto the tabernacle of the Lord and caught hold on the horns of the altar. Now that's just like what we saw over in 1 Kings chapter 1 and verse 50 that Adonijah did. This is David's own fourth son that thought that by running in, it says he feared because of Solomon, arose and went and caught hold on the horns of the altar. And he was executed. Right there. Didn't matter that he was David's blood sunk. He was executed. I don't know what thinking other than the blindness of Joab's heart here led to that blindness that made him think that he could be safer, doing which was of no comfort even to Adonijah. Because that's what it's saying here. Then tidings came to Joab, for Joab had turned after Adonijah. He had seen what the Lord had done to Adonijah. Now he saw this wheel of justice moving his way. He said, well, what's wrong with that, running in and catching hold of the horns of the altar? That wasn't for any sinner to do, only through a mediator.